Proclamation number 8774 of 9th of March, 1964. The subordination of the will to the divine will makes man fit. My will always determine your earthly course of life as soon as you subordinate your will to mine. Then you will have entered my will, and all your thinking, wanting and acting will now correspond to my will, for you now carry my will within you and cannot want anything else, for I myself will then be active in you. And so your will remains free and still subordinates itself to me of its own accord, and then there can only be a spiritual ascent for you. Then your earth life will earn you success, for the purpose of which you go through this earth valley. And then you will also obviously recognize that and how I myself intervene in your life. You always keep up the union with me, and everything what you undertake will also carry its blessing in it, because my will cooperates and I truly know it, what serves you to perfection. But you can also then let everything approach you with greatest calmness, because I myself arrange it so as it comes, because I see spiritual successes for me out of it. And so I will also always supply you with men who are to be informed of me and my word. I will always give you the right teaching material when you are to enlighten those men, because your will, which now belongs to me completely, allows this that I can use you as suitable servants in my vineyard, who always only carry out what the Lord determines. And such work must be blessed. It must be of success, and that is why I still set great hope on you, you who want to serve me consciously, that you prepare souls for me, which I then can also address myself and which I then also have one forever. Once your will turned away from me, and that was your apostasy from me, your God and Creator. If you now unceremoniously turn your will to me again, then the return is also already accomplished, then you have passed the earth life test, and then it is only still necessary that you help your soul to mature, that you let love in you flare up so brightly that all slags, which still prevent the soul the illumination of light, dissolve in you now can be completely radiated through by my love power. For this earth life is at your disposal, and possibilities are offered to you continuously where you can work in love. Use these and always remain connected to me in thought, and truly, you will still be able to reach a degree of maturity in earth life, which secures you the entrance into the kingdom of light, because all resistance in you is broken, and you belong to me again, as in the beginning. I do not demand much of you, but to be able to present you with unimagined glories when you enter the kingdom on the other side. I only demand of you that you turn towards me, that your will again belongs to me, that you voluntarily break away from my opponent, and I will certainly provide you with power that you reach your aim, the final union with me. And where one has already reached it, there I also lead others, who are to take an example from him, who are stimulated to likewise unite with me, because also their inner resistance against me is already considerably diminished, and also these will slowly submit to my will, and the act of return has taken place. For I now leave no one from me who has once turned his will towards me. But one thing is necessary for this, that man recognizes me in my nature. For he will only ever strive for what seems desirable to him, and I will only then be desirable to him when he is truthfully informed about my perfect nature, when he knows that the being who created him is love, wisdom and might and supremely perfect. And this knowledge is to be supplied to all men. That is why I myself convey it to earth and instruct you, my servants, to spread it again so that fellow human beings can take note of it and now also decide for themselves in favor of me. But the ways I know exactly, on which you men meet each other, which you can exchange and experience for my will. Only when you know about my will, your will can decide, subordinate itself to mine, but then you are also relieved of all responsibility, then your will has entered mine, then also your thinking and wanting and acting will correspond to my will, and then the way to perfection is no longer long. But how often does man resist me? How often does he believe to be able to determine himself in his life? How often does he listen to my opponent, who presents my nature distorted to him, so that man cannot feel love for a being, which must be denied perfection according to the presentation of my opponent? I want to win your love, and I will then also be able to address you, be it directly or indirectly through my messengers, but which I supply to everyone who just has the earnest will to reach his aim on earth, who wants to live according to my will and then can also perfect himself on this earth. Amen.